Station and Montgomery County 16 miles.
And you vow in front of these to follow these for the rest of your life.
Yes.
You chant 16 rounds a day?
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
So your name is Rama Preeti Devi Dasi.
Adio!
It's a name for Mother Sita, and one who is a great lover of Ram, Lord Ramachandra.
So if you want to pay your basis, just to
do that. Please pay to you.
Good night, Ananda Maharaj. To the Prabhupada and the Baba.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Namo Shri Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Tale Shri Padaya Namo Krishna Namaste 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 Namaste
Namaste Namaste Namaste
Namaste Namaste Namaste Namaste Namaste Namaste Namaste for a short talk on the meaning of diksha and chanting.
Yeah.
I think if we do that now, then we can do the Brahma Samhita and then we can do the fire.
Hare Krishna, Oma Vinyatim Bhagandasya Gyanangyana Salakaya Chakshusha Militam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manambhistam Japtam Yenam Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gita Mayam Jatati Svam Padantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanande Shri Adwaita Girada Shiva Sri Gaurakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this time of initiation is an extremely important time for the living entity. Just like when Bhumidev went to see the Bhrigu Samhita, the astrologer of the Bhrigu Samhita told Bhumidev that at the age of 22 you met a very saintly and very great Brahmana. And he said that this meeting of this Brahmana was actually the single most important thing that happened to you since you came into the material world. So at the age of 22, Bhumidev Prabhu met His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So the astrologer was telling him that this was the single most important thing that has happened to you since you came into the material world. So actually the single most important thing in our entire existence is the meeting of the spiritual master. Actually, the original spiritual master is Lord Balaram, Lord Baladeva, Shankar Shan. He is the original spiritual master, and he is there in the heart. He is known as Chaita Guru. Chaita means within the heart, the Lord is directing. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am situated in the heart, and I am directing the wanderings of all living beings. So Krishna is there since time immemorial, he is within the heart, directing the living entity. And by the grace of Krishna, one gets Guru. By the grace of Guru, one gets Krishna. So there is a very wonderful connection there, because it is said in the Vedic literatures that the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself as the spiritual master for the disciple. So therefore, the spiritual master is to be considered as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not consider the spiritual master anything less than God. This is a very important point. That is not that we're saying, just like one time when Prabhupada, when he was giving an initiation lecture, and he said that you should treat the spiritual master as God. So all the devotees became very bewildered. That how can we treat the spiritual master as God? Does that mean he's God? So the important thing to understand is that the spiritual master is the direct representative, the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the disciple. And that connection is extremely important, that one has to serve the spiritual master in the same way that one would render service to Krishna directly. The spiritual master is one. There are no, it is not that they're your spiritual master or my spiritual master, they're different. Just like Prabhupada gave that very nice lecture in front of the Gaudiya Math in 1936 on the appearance day of his Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, and he mentioned that the spiritual master is one, because the absolute truth is one, and therefore the path to the absolute truth is also one, because the representative of the Supreme Lord is the representative of the absolute truth, and therefore the spiritual master appears in many situations. We see that according to each individual, the spiritual master appears in a particular way. So the spiritual master is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is the summum bonum of all the demigods. So in order to get out of the material world, then Krishna directs us in internally as the Chaita Guru within the heart. Therefore he says, Tesham sarada yuktanam majata pratipurvakam didami buddhi yogam tam. That the Lord is giving the buddhi, the didami buddhi yogam. He is giving the intelligence. He is giving the direction from within the heart. And externally, he is given the directions as a spiritual master. So we can understand that these two things, they will take us. Prabhupada said, this is our railway track. Just like you have the train is running on two tracks. Of course, we are running on three tracks. But it's the same principle. We are running on three tracks, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. And the Guru is the shelter for the living entity. And therefore this time of initiation is extremely important, because it is the eternal link, actually the eternal link with Krishna. The spiritual master is the medium. Just like when you put on glasses, when you put on the glasses is to get better vision, isn't it? You don't put on glasses to get worse vision. You don't put on glasses to make your vision blurred, but rather it is to give you precise vision. So in this way, the spiritual master, he can actually give you proper vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he is the via medium. So on the initiation. Initiation time is an extremely important time because it is the beginning of our spiritual life, and this is the connection. We get the connection with Krishna. It is the beginning of the bhakti lata bij, that is the creeper, the young plant. This devotional service is considered to be like a very small creeper growing, and the beginning of that creeper is upon the association of the spiritual master. What is that verse? Krishna. Guru Krishna Prashada Bhakti Lata Bij. By the Prashada, by the grace of the Guru and Krishna, one gets love of God. So one has to be very serious to follow very strictly the order of the spiritual master. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said that what finally convinced him to completely, of course Prabhupada was very humble, but he was saying that to completely dedicate his life to his Guru Maharaj was when he read a purport by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that one should take the order of his spiritual master to be his very life and soul. One should not separate your life and your soul from the order of your spiritual master. There's no other existence for the disciple. The disciple has no other existence. His life and his soul is his Guru Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada always used to say that my only qualification in life is I never once forgot or was deviated from the order of my spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada said, and I will stand on it. And I will stand on it. That means that Prabhupada was unshakable in his determination to satisfy his spiritual master. And his whole life was a manifestation of that love that he had, that Srila Prabhupada had for his Guru Maharaj. And on account of that, he was never separated from his spiritual master. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said, I am with my spiritual master 24 hours a day. So this relationship is not a mundane affair. It is not a sentimental thing. It is not something to be taken very lightly. Rather, it is the eternal connection with Krishna. We are now in front of Krishna, in front of the deities, in front of Agni, the fire, in front of the assembled Vaishnavas. We are making a commitment, and this commitment is eternal. Just like Srila Prabhupada said when he met one devotee, he said, I met him in the street. He said, and this meeting, Srila Prabhupada said, this meeting, I think it is eternal. So this meeting between the spiritual master and the disciple is actually eternal. And therefore, it has to be taken very seriously. And one has to remember to, this is the, of course, this first diksha is Harinam Diksha. One has to make commitment to chant at a minimum of 16 rounds a day, and one has to follow the 10 offenses. One has to try and avoid the 10 offenses, not follow the 10 offenses. One time when Srila Prabhupada was given initiation, he asked the disciple, what are the four regulated principles? So the devotee said, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And Prabhupada said, which one you like the best? Like that. So then Prabhupada said, so you must avoid. You must avoid. So the point is that we have attraction, and this attraction is there, but we have to very diligently give up all attraction for breaking the four regulated principles. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Avoid the 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy name. You know those 10 offenses? You know them all? In Portuguese. Okay. So the 10 offenses are, of course, one should always remember them, that One should not blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for the propagation of the holy names of the Lord. Two, one should not consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma
to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu.
Three, one should not disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Four, blaspheme the Vedic literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Five, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to the imagination. Six, to give some interpretation on the holy names of the Lord. Seven, to commit simple activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. Eight, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruit of activity karma kanda. Nine, to instruct the faithless person about the glories of the holy name. And ten, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names, and to maintain material attachments, even after understanding some instructions as well. It is also considered offensive to be inattentive while chanting. Anyone who claims to be a Vaishnava should know and keep the guard against these 10 offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired result, which is Krishna prema. So that is what we are after. We are after love for Krishna. And if you see on the wall, we have all the great acharyas, and they have all captured Krishna. The spiritual master has captured Krishna, and therefore he is holding him. They are holding him for us. We cannot approach Krishna directly, but through this parampara system, they have captured Krishna. The spiritual master is capable of delivering Krishna. So therefore, one should take very seriously to dedicate one life to the order of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So we'll count the order's a little strange today. We'll count Rama Samhita. I don't think there's any other copies, right?
Well,
you may want to just have a very soft kick and then I'll count.
Okay.
Or you can just join him and go to the Mani Portion.
We only have one copy.
I think it looks like
it.
Should we have a soft kirtan or should everyone just join him and go to the Mani
Portion? We'll have a soft kirtan. And the couple sing. That's the man.
Okay. You understood?
Any questions? Oh, you don't speak English?
First English class was tonight.
Huh?
Her first English class was tonight. She had to miss it because of
it. Yeah.
Thank you.